Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. Today we are doing a special broadcast for Chuck Pulliam. This is not going to be a traditional broadcast. We're going on high. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to introduce you to Pastor Carrie Scott, and she's going to give you some details, not the traditional ones, the ones that are made up of family.
Thank you very much, Pastor Scott. Welcome, everyone. Yes, we are here to give tribute to someone that was very near and dear to my heart and many other family members, Charles Pulliam. We called him Chuck. Yes, he was just full of life and loved to have fun and to travel. And I know him like that because he was married to my oldest sister, Stella. They were married for many years, and they flourished in their marriage. I have to say that Chuck will be most remembered for many things, but I will remember him for the times when we would all get together. And he always wanted to make sure that we were going to remember and to take note of our lineage. And, you know, that is so important in the black family to know who this person was and that person was. And he was very adamant about doing that. And then another thing that he liked to do or that he wanted to make sure that the family was aware of, and that was being financially stable and able. He was a staunch investor, and he wanted to make sure that others in the family knew about acquiring wealth. And he was there to give advice whenever you ask him. So he has a family that he leaves behind of loved ones who are going to miss him. Again, my sister Stella, her children. And then Chuck had many children of his own, biological children. He had a son named Jelani Pulliam. He had one daughter named Kenya Sabat. I hope I'm pronouncing that name right. Sabbat. And he had another son, a younger son, the baby, Jabari Pulliam. And so many other nieces and nephews, grandchildren, family, friends, church, ministry friends, from the workplace that he was. He has friends. He just made friends wherever he went. So that's just a little bit about the Chuck Pulliam that I knew.
So, Pastor Scott, you can say that this is a spiritual enlightening, a spiritual journey that has come to a conclusion on this side of the universe. To be on high is a privilege. And this type of man who offered guidance, direction, sensibility. We don't often hear about these types of things referencing the black community or other communities for that matter. But this stands out. This stands good. And he stood tall. Can we walk with him?
Oh, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Wasn't that a beautiful song? It just represented just so much. You could just actually see a person who's transcending into the arms of Jesus going on that stairwell to heaven. Again, this is a tribute to one of my brothers, not just a brother-in-law, but he was like a brother to me. Not only was Chuck handsome and very debonair, but he dressed very well. And he loved to wear hats. And when he wore hats, he really did show his sharpness very well, his debonair style. Chuck was not only a family man, but he loved his church and the responsibilities that he had there. He worked with the multimedia department, and he worked with the choirs and just numerous other things. He was just always a helping and lending hand within the body of the church. He was just so much fun.
So you're saying that your sister Stella married a fine man.
A fine man, indeed, yes. Right, Stella?
That's what we like to hear. We all have ego somewhere, and to know that in this final call, he's being blessed with those types of accolades. I absolutely love it, and I applaud the effort that the family has taken to honor him in this time of some sorrow, but mostly joy.
As we applaud the life of Charles Pulliam, known to us as Chuck, we applaud not only his life, but we are in total celebration of the life that he lived. And it would be very fitting to hear this next special selection.
Oh,
We know we're not talking about, or we were not talking about America, but we're talking about our special loved one, Charles Henry Jacob Pulliam III, known as Chuck. Chuck, who was a husband, a father, a grandfather, he was an uncle, a cousin, and a friend to many. Chuck, you have now taken the staircase to heaven. And you have earned your wings. We pray that the family will know that even though there is sorrow in hearts today, and Chuck will be missed by many, we pray that the Lord our God would comfort us and give us peace during this time of grieving. We love you, Chuck, and we know that you're in good hands with God the Father Almighty. Amen.
King Scott, radio and TV.com.